We're starting Bezus Hashem, Hilchas Bosa B'cholav, Shir 5. Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Tes. The first thing we'll discuss is what then the milk of the keva of an animal has. The keva is the fourth stomach of an animal, and a calf that suckles from its mother has milk in the keva. Now, what is the din of this milk of the keva? Does it have the din of milk? Or do we say that since it's digested, it no longer has the din of milk? So, the Mishnah in Chulin Kuf Tezayin, starting at the bottom of Amud Aleph, says, towards the end of the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis, Ksheirush Yonka Min HaTreifa, if a kosher animal that suckles from a treif animal, an animal that cannot live for 12 months, Kebasa Asura, the keba, meaning the milk of the fourth stomach, is Asur to eat, since it's the milk of a treifa. Treifa Shiyonkam Nekshera, but a treifa animal that suckles from a kosher animal, Kebasa Muteris, the milk of the keba is Muter. Because it's just gathered in the stomach, and since it comes from a kosher animal, it's kosher. That's the Mishnah. So now at the end of the Amud, there's some parentheses. After the whole Gemara explains the Mishnah, and the Gemara says that the second case of the Mishnah was learned after they retracted the din of the first half of the Mishnah, so the Gemara concludes the first few words before the parentheses says, "Ava ma'amidim bekevas nebelo bekevas shkitas over kachavim." You can make cheese out of the milk of the keva of a nevela and the milk of a keva of an animal that was shechted for over kachavim, over kevas kshewa shiyonka ma'atrefa, and you can make cheese out of the keva of a kosher animal that suckled from a treif animal. The kosher came the kevas treifa shiyonka ma'kshewa, and certainly from a treifa that suckles from a kshewa. My taima cholav hamachunos. Bo pirsha ba'almohu, the milk that's gathered in the stomach is not considered milk anymore, it's digested, and therefore it has the din of a waste product. So we have to understand over here how we reconcile these words with the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says that the milk that comes from a treif animal is aser, because it's just like it's gathered in the stomach, and it has a din of where it came from, and it's not pirsha. And over here the Gemara says that milk found in the stomach in the keva is pirsha ba'alma. So Rashi did not have these parentheses, and therefore according to Rashi, any milk found in the keva has the din of milk, and if it comes from a ksheva, it's kosher. If it comes from a treifa, it's aser. So then let's see Rashi inside. Let's see the Rashi starting from the top line. Havizu Asura. So Rashi says, V'cholav ha'nimtza korosh bo'or ha'keva, milk found, congealed in the skin of the keva, shemolchan oisa bo'ora, and this milk was salted with the skin of the stomach of the keva, ben shen noisnen imay cholav acher, whether other milk was put into the keva, ben shemolchan oisa ima, whether this keva, the walls of the keva, were salted with the milk that was found inside it. And as the din of basa b'cholav, mamish. And I'll ask for cheese that's made with this afterwards, and I do not have the strength to matter this. So since Rashi holds that it's milk, so milk that was salted with meat, the taste in one will go into the other, and now will be aser. True will only be aser d'rabbanan, like we've learned before, that melicha only asers midrabbanan, but still it's d'rabbanan, and therefore this milk found in the keva and the keva itself has a din of basa b'cholav d'rabbanan. And if I go and make cheese out of this cholav keva, it will be aser. Was you're making cheese with something that's aser, basa b'cholav midrabbanan. So Rashi says, "V'yesh matirin oisay." There are those that want to matter this milk of the keva. Umevi'in raya midogim she'alu b'kayra. They bring a raya from fish that but were put on a plate, Dogam She'ola B'Kaira is the sugya of Natbar Nat, which we'll explain shortly. She'pasachnu she'mutu la'achla mekutach. If I put fish on a meat plate, I can eat this fish with milk, even if the fish was hot, and possibly absorbed some taste from the meat plate, I can still cook it with milk. Mishum dahavi le noisen tam bar noisen tam. This fish now has a din of noisen tam bar noisen tam, which is known in short as not bar not. This means that the plate gets some taste from the meat. Now this fish is getting taste from the plate. So since this fish only has a secondary taste, it's the taste of a taste of meat. So it's not strong enough to make it have a din of basar b'chalav, and therefore it's mutter to eat with milk. That's the din of nat bar nat. Again, very simply, secondary taste of meat is mutter to be cooked or eaten with milk, and same vice versa, secondary taste of milk is mutter to eat with meat or be cooked with meat. We'll see lahalocha later in Siman Tzadokei how we paskin, but that's the din of nat bar nat. So Rashi says over here someone apply this same principle, because shecholav hakeva, the milk of the keva, le neser ela mishum nesinas tam, is only also because it gets tam taste from the walls of the keva, from the stomach itself, which is meat. So now there's one taste transferred from the meat into the cholav keva. V'chiyadur yohiv taima bigvina, and now when I'll use this cholav keva to make cheese, have it in nice and tam, nice and tam. So therefore, it's only the taste of meat that's going into the cheese, and therefore it's mutter. So Rashi says, "V'choikas zumi zu k'rochak bizruch mimayriv." This far is as far from nat bar nat like the length from east to west. Mahay taima, the dogam shot alu b'kayra, because by fish that went on a meat plate. Afal peisha bolos taima, even though the fish absorbed taste of meat, adain hetter gomohain la oichlon, it still had to mutter to eat. Right, it's only a taste of meat went into the plate, and now this taste of meat in the plate went to the fish, and still mutter. Therefore, it's not for not, and now I can use this fish with milk, because all this fish has is a secondary taste. Now when I want to eat this fish with kutach, which is a milky dip, why are you going to ask it? What's the reason to ask it? Because it has a taste of meat. By basar b'chalav we say that it's not tam if it's a taste of a taste. The taste did not come directly from meat. The taste in this fish is not directly from meat, but only from something else that has a taste of meat. Elimination tamacher, from something else that had the taste of meat, which is the plate. Aval cholav had nimlach, the basar, but the milk, which is salted. In the meat, mishnen nitnoi tam zebezeh, when the meat gives taste directly into the milk, nasnu shneim iser, it already becomes iser right away. Kedekayim alon, chaticha asma nasnas neveva. And then we say, chanan, on this, cholav keva, v'cholatam ha'yotzi oid mina cholav ben tam cholav shubay ben tam basar shubay hakol aser. Now any tam that comes out is aser. The fish is kula nevela, because it's a complete nevela. Keep in mind over here two things. This is a very important Rashi, and we can learn a lot of principles from this Rashi. The first thing we see over here in the last few words, besides the big principle of nat bar nat, we see here he says that it's chanan, even though we explained before that it's only an Isidor Bonin, because it only became Asa through salting, still we say Chanan, even though it's only an Isidor Bonin. We'll see in Siman Tzadok that this is a Machlekes. That's another thing we see. And then over here we can infer from Rashi that Rashi says any taste that comes out of this Cholav Keva, whether milk comes out or meat comes out, it's all Asa because it became an Avela. So now, from here, we see that Rashi holds that even if only milk comes out, or only meat comes out, it's still usser. This is what we discussed a little bit in Shir 1, that if I can completely separate it, it's a machlokes shachan taz. This is really, we'll learn in depth in Simen Kuf Hei, but we brought briefly the machlokes shachan taz, which had a ramification by ashes, whether that if it can completely separate its mutter. But you see from Rashi, even if just the milk or just meat comes out of this chalav keva, it's still aser. So you see, even if I can completely separate it, it's still aser. So let's continue Rashi. We're holding four lines up below the parentheses or eldav kufches. Rashi says, "Ukushim is arav chalav ze im chalav akvinais." And now if I mix this chalav that came from the keva with milk that I want to make cheese out of, Havilei min b'minoi cholav nevela b'cholav heter. It's now min b'minoi, milk together with milk. Even though this milk has a taste of meat, we call it min b'minoi because it itself is milk. And now is milk mixing with something else, which is milk. It's min b'minoi, as we spoke about in the introduction. V'kvar pasaknu chaticha atzma na'as nevela v'seres kol ha'chaticha is kulon, and we say chanan on the cholav keva, and we paskin that now this cheese becomes a chanan because it became osur because of something that became that has a din of basa b'cholav. The cholav keva has a din of basa b'cholav because it was salted with the keva, and now we'll osur the cheese that's made from it. And now this cheese will be completely osur, even though there's very little milk in the cheese. We'll see further that this is Rashi's shita. Rashi holds that min b'minay is osur b'mashu. We'll learn more about this in Senek Ches, but basically it's a machlokes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, anything that gets mixed up in the same type is aser mashu. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's only shishim. We do not pass like Rashi, but this is Rashi's opinion. So Rashi continues, "V'lo yamrina noisen tam bar noisen tam hu." We don't say over here not bar not, mepnei she'af tam cholav sheboi shalhei mitchila nasakulu nevela. Because even the taste of milk in the chol of keva became an avela from the ora keva. V'chein alacha kavav, and Rashi passes like Rav, that min b'minay is aser b'mashu. V'gam b'pesachnu v'psachem halacha de min b'minay b'cholshu. Rashi holds min b'minay is cholshu, and therefore will aser the cheeses. Then Rashi continues, v'ani ha'yisi noyeg heter ad heina. Until now I used to say it was mutter, b'vaj shalei yitnu bo chol of achar. The only thing you cannot do is put other milk into the keva, but that the milk of the keva itself is mutter if it was salted together. V'tayeh yisi b'kach. I made a mistake. Shayisi saba kudaminu by boy de zorog gabi kevas oilo koyin shadaita yofas sofachaya, that a koyin that wants to eat the keva of an korban oilo can do so. Shmami no pirusha ba'almahu. So we see it's not part of the animal, because otherwise the oilo has to be brought on the mizbeach completely burnt. So how could the koyin eat it? V'loi mitzvah. So we see over here that it's not aster. V'loihi cholav gomahu. Rashi holds this as a din of cholav. It is number Masnisa and Ksherish Yankam and Atrefa Gebasa Asua, like we saw in the Mishnah. Shmamina Cholavu. We see that it's milk. Betanya Nami, and says also in the Fkut Testament Beis, Keba Shabishla Bechalba Asua, that if I cook the stomach together with the milk inside, it's Aser. The Keba Asoila, the Shavya, Mishum the Lav Gufahil. The reason that it's mutter for the Kohen to eat the milk of the Teva of a Korban Oila, even though it's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, is because it's not part of the Guf. It's just milk that it got from its mother, which wasn't an oila. It's just milk that's like gathered in a plate, and it's not really connected to the kuf of the oila. It comes from somewhere else, and therefore it's mutter. Just like the Mishnah says that the milk of a trefa is mutter because it's not part of the trefa animal. It comes from a kosher animal. It's just sitting in the trefa animal, therefore it's mutter. So the same reason is why a kohen can eat the chalav of a keva of a korban oila. Let's leave the rest of Rashi. Another interesting point, we see that Rashi says that he made a mistake, that he used to pass on like this, and he made a mistake. You see a very important thing, that if one makes a mistake, he should admit it. Rashi could have just asked from these Gemaras and answered, like he answered. He didn't have to say that he made a mistake. We see a very important rule in life, that if one does make a mistake, one has to stand up and say, "I made a mistake." If Rashi could make a mistake, which some people say stands for Rabban Shal Yisrael, the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael can write that it made a mistake, ourselves we can also make a mistake, and we have to know, though, that we should admit our mistakes. In any case, that's Rashi's shita, that the chalav is just milk sitting in the keva, and doesn't make a difference if it's korosh, congealed, or tzol, a liquid, and has the din of chalav, and it just depends where it came from. And therefore, if this milk is salted together with the keva, it has a din of basar b'chalav. Tesis, though, let's see the last tesis on the page, says hachigasinan b'roi v'svaram. Tesis had the girsav that we said from the parentheses. B'hilchasa ein ma'amidim ba'or kevas nevela. You cannot make cheese out of the walls of the stomach of a nevela. Avo ma'amidim b'kevas nevela. You can make cheese out of the milk of the keva of a nevela. Or b'kevas shvitas of its kachavim. Or b'kevas ksheva shiyankam na ksheva. You can even make cheese out of a ksheva that comes from a treifa. The milk of a ksheva that comes from a treifa. Because you can b'kevas treifa shiyankam na ksheva. And certainly from the milk of a keva of a treifa that comes from a ksheva. My time acholav m'chunas ba pusha ba'amhu. The reason it's mutter is because it's just waste products. Ulechu l'gusa zu kasha mas nisen. According to this gersa, the Mishnah, it's a question from the Mishnah. The Tana ksherish yankam na treifa ke basa suwa. That says in the Mishnah that ksherah that is yonik from the treifa, the keva is aser. Chaim vaisa zil el v'pirkon. It's also vaisa dafkuf tes keva shabishla b'chal basuwa. That the keva that's cooked with its milk is aser. To see that the milk has a din of milk, not of pirish, not of waste products. When we say it has a din of milk is when it's a liquid. When it's still a liquid, it's not called waste products. But when it gets congealed, it's called waste products. And this, once it becomes congealed, even if it's salted with the keva, it's mutter. Because it's just waste products, it does not have a din of milk. So we see according to Rabbeinu Tam that congealed chalav keva does not have the din of milk, but liquid chalav keva has a din of milk. That's Rabbeinu Tam's shita, and the Rif has a third shita that he does not differentiate between chalav and tzol. He just brings the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, and by the Gemara that says that you can, if you cook the keva with its milk, it's aser. He says that was learned before the Gemara retracted his psak, and therefore all chalav found in the keva has a din of pirish. The problem with the Rif, which I do not have an answer for you, is what do we do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the milk found in the keva has a din of milk, and therefore if it comes from treif, it's aser. What does it do with the Mishnah? And we can say that that's learned after the Gemara retracted its psak, because the Mishnah Be'ah says that the safe of the Mishnah is that this was learned before the psak was retracted, because the Gemara says that the safe of the Mishnah is after the psak was retracted. So it's Sarchian on the Rif. Those are the shitas of the Gemara by Keva. Let's see now inside the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Cholov hanimso b'keva ena cholov. Milk found in the stomach is not milk. Umutu levashel by basar, and one may cook this chalav keva with meat. Afilu b'tzol shabbat, even if it is a liquid. That's the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. V'yesh misha oiser, and there are those that aser the chalav keva because it has a din of milk. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Amos says v'chei noigin, we are noig like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mechaber brings two opinions. The first opinion is what's known as the Stam. He doesn't bring it in the name of anybody. So that's known as a Stam. And then the second opinion is a Yesh. There are those that hold. So this is what's known as a Stam v'Yesh. So it's Machlikas amongst the Poskim what the Mechaber holds by Stam v'Yesh. According to Supreme Agadim and others, when the Mechaber brings a Stam v'Yesh, he means to Paskin like the Stam. And according to Kaf HaChaim and others as well, the Mechaber, when he brings a Stam v'Yesh, means l'chatchila, he should go like the Yesh, but with the Ebed, you can rely on the Stam. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah says, v'chei noigin, the minig is like the Yesh, means like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzolul is Aser and Koresh is Mutter, and the Taz and the Shach bring the Mashal, who paskins like Rashi. This is also the opinion of the Prichadosh, who paskins like Rashi. The Maisel will see later in Sif Yud that the Shach holds, and in a Hefzer Merubah, we can rely on the Ramah, that if it's korosh, it's mutter, but betzalel, it's asur. Those are the opinions in Sif Tes. Now, what happens if it's salted? Let's see Sif Yud. Cholav hanimtza bekeva, milk that's found in the stomach. Let's skip the Rama for a minute. Shenimlach bekev basa, that was salted in the keva, or she'amad boy yom echad, or it was left sitting in the keva for a complete day, for 24 hours, and would have the din of kovush, pickling. Pickling for 24 hours transfers taste. Oz aser lahamad boy. If it was salted together with the arakeva, or it was left sitting in the arakeva for 24 hours, then one may not use this cholav keva as a catalyst to make cheese. Now, Ma inserts that lachatchila ein lahanecha bekeva ad sheyitstanen hacholav b'secha keva. Lachatchila, one should not leave the cholav keva inside the keva until it cools off. But b'diavad ein lochosh. But b'diavad, you don't have to worry. The reason you shouldn't leave it there is because it's the cholav, since it has these enzymes to make cheese, it's considered a davar chorif, a sharp food. And by a davar chorif, things pickle in what's known as shear. Shiyamed ala esh v'yascher lehasiach, the time it takes for it to heat up on the fire, which according to the most machmer opinion is 6 minutes. But the Abed Rama says you don't have to worry. So the Shach explains in Sifkot and Chof Tes that even though the Mechaber holds that the whole of Keva has a din of pirusha, of waste products, but since now it has the taste of meat in it because it was salted or pickled together with the Ohr Keva, so now these meat tastes will transfer over into the cheese when I make cheese, and therefore it's usur to make cheese with it. You should see these small shafts inside yourself. You can't go through every single one inside, but just because we don't go through it in the shear does not mean you should not do it on your own. So now let's see the Ramah. V'im hamed boy, if you used this cholav keva that was salted or kavush as a catalyst in making cheese, imhu hatzolol, if it was liquid, oisu kol hagvinos, it will answer all the cheeses, ad sheyehei shishim b'cholav shehemed neged hakeva ha'asura. You'll need there to be 60 in the milk against the cholav keva that was used as a catalyst. V'im b'cholav hakom mutter, if there's 60, everything's mutter. So the Shach and Sukkot and Lamed asks, why is 60 enough? We have a din that dover ha-ma'amid afilu be'elef le'botel. This means something used as a catalyst is not botel even in 1,000. We'll learn later in Teruvahs to the things that are not botel at all, like chatichavu le'skabed that we've seen. Another one is a dover ha-ma'amid, something used as a catalyst. So since this cholav keva was used as a catalyst to make cheese, why is it bottle in 60? So the Shach answers that since it's only asur midrabbanan, we do not give it the din of gufo shel iser, meaning that the only time something is not bottle in 1,000 is where it's a iser machmas atzmo, it's inherently asur, like we've seen by chaticha v'leskabit, that if it's only an iser that's absorbed in something else, it's bottle. For example, if a kosher piece of meat has iser balua inside it, iser nevela balua inside it, even though the piece of meat is a chaticho rui liskabed, we've learned that it's bottle in 60. So over here too as well, if the catalyst is only an iser balua, it's also bottle. So over here too, even though not usually basa b'cholav, when it's together, has a din of an iser machmas atzmo, but over here, since it's only aser medua bonan, because we're talking about salting, therefore we do not give it the din of gutho shal iser, and therefore it's bottle b'shishin. Let's see further in the Ramah, by the Lamed Aleph of the Shach, V'imhoya ha-keva kurusha, if the keva was congealed, eina iseres klum, it does not aser, afilo lehoya shishin b'cholav neged ha-keva, if you used it as a catalyst to make cheese, even if it's not 60 against the cholav keva, it's mutter if it's hard. So let's see Shach Lamed Aleph inside, since this is one of the bases of Nat Bar Nat, which comes up throughout Basa B'cholav. Let's see inside. V'im hoya ha-keva kurusha, k'leimer im hoya ha-cholav shebekeva kurusha, eino iseris klum. If the milk of the keva is hard, it does not aser. Afilo lo yhoya shishim b'cholav shehu amad neged ha-cholav shebekeva, even if there's not 60 in the milk against the cholav keva. V'atam, debekorush choshev ha-cholav kepirusha, because when it's korush, the milk is kepirusha ba'alma, because v'korush, the milk has the din of waste products. V'lekala meimu akoponim kibla tam me'or ha-keva, And we don't say that it got a taste from the walls of the keva, v'nois and tambuk v'nois, and therefore this call of keva will give taste into the cheese, like we said before, even though it in itself is waste products, it now has a taste of the meat, the walls of the stomach in the call of keva, and therefore it should give taste into the cheese. Well, v'lihavi natbanat lehateva, and it's not natbanat. D'hotam hasheni di'isurahu, because the second taste is already asur, meaning that the first taste goes from the meat into the chol of keva, and then the second taste goes from the chol of keva straight into the milk that's being made into cheese. So in order to have nat bar nat to be mutter, the second taste has to still be mutter. But if the second transfer of taste is directly into milk, then it's asur. It's called nat bar nat isura. The dami lebitzolim shabaluim mibasar ubishlam begderach elevis. It's similar to onions cooked with meat, and then these onions were cooked with milk. We'll see later in Siman Sarif Dalad that this Kadeo Chalevis is a machlikas, whether it means cooked with milk or cooked in a milk pot. But according to the Shach, it means it's cooked with milk. Shekotzev hator v'machaber Siman Sarif Dalad sif vav, etzorach al-kaponim shishim neged habasar shiv v'betzolim. That according to the Torah and the Machaber, you need 60 against the meat in the onions. And we don't say it's nat banat, since one taste goes from the meat into the onions, and then from the onions it goes directly into the milk. So since the second taste transfer is directly into milk, and it's not into something heter, it's nat banat, the isuva, and therefore the milk would be asur. If it's not 60 against the meat taste. But the standard nat banat is if it goes from the meat into the plate, and then from the plate into the fish, and the fish is still mutter. That's why it's not banat to heteva. The second taste transfer is still mutter. Now, when this fish is cooked with milk, it's already a third transfer, and then it's mutter. But there has to be two transfers of taste before it goes into the meat, or into the other men. Mochanami, but over here, it's only the second transfer is directly into the milk, and therefore it's usr, because of not banat. So therefore it should be asur, because it's not napanati deheteva, it's napanati isua. Vachanami nitztarech shishim neged hacholav shahoye bekeva. And therefore over here too, we should need 60 against the milk that was in the keva, the loyadina kamabola, mekeva. We don't know how much was absorbed from the walls of the keva into the chol of keva. And therefore if I use this chol of keva in the cheese, I should need 60 against all of the chol of keva. So the Shach answers that why don't we need 60 against the there's not strength in the taste that this waste product got from the skin of the keva. Then when afterwards you take this chol of keva that has the taste of meat, it's not strong enough to take with it the meat taste. Meaning that since it's a waste product, the taste of meat will also go bad, and therefore it will not transfer from the meat of the walls of the keva into the cheese. So let's leave the second half of the shach. You should be able to understand it on your own. Let's go now to the Rama. Rama says, "V'mhaya hakeva tzolol mitchila, if the chol of keva was a liquid originally, v'niklash, and then it got hard, yesh lo din tzolol, and it has the din of a liquid, and therefore it's asur. There are those that are mekel, then it has a din of korosh. And then if it's a hefsed, you can be mekel and give it the din of korosh. So let's see now the shach sukkot lamed beis. Ubamakam hefsed yesh lahakol. Ve'af lefi ma shekasafti b'sifkot cotton chopei da'afilu b'korosh mamish yesh machmirim. Even though we saw in sifkot chopei that there were those that are machmir even by korosh. Nire dehochol b'tzolul v'niklash yesh lahakol gam kein b'mokam hefsed meruba. Over here, where it was a tzolol and then became hard, it could also be mekel and a hefsed meruba. Kivan de enkan ele isidu rabbonan. Since it's only an isidu rabbonan. So we see over here that he says, yesh lahakol gamken over here as well, we could be mekel and hefsed meruba, that he holds that by korosh one can be mekel and hefsed meruba, and he's saying that even by tzolol and then becomes korosh, you can also be mekel and hefsed meruba. Since it's only rabbonan. Yesh lismach b'chai gabna atshubas reb shimshon v'reb rom sheb mordechai. The Chuvas Maimani, Vachen Hudas Sefer Chuma, Mishavi Doiva, Sheish Ledin Korosh. We can be Semach on all these Mishrainim that hold it as a din of Korosh. That's all that becomes Korosh has a din of Korosh. Vo'oid shebetaris chatas kol ein test in gimel kosav. The b'diyevid yishlus mach hayish makilim. The b'diyevid we can be makel. Mashma afilu b'makam she'ein hefse muba. It sounds like that even if it's no hefse muba we can be makel. Im kenu mashved in solol b'nikush l'gamu l'din korish. So you see that the b'teres chatas gives solol that became korish the same din as korish. Yet smuta b'diyevid even if there's no hefse muba. Im ken the mashika safti. The b'makam she'ein hefse yesh lahachmer af b'korish. That according to what we said, that if there's no hefsed, you should be machmer by korosh. Tzol v'nikvash also will be usher. If there's no hefsed, meruba. But if there is a hefsed, one can be mekel. V'su dahavei ha'rif b'harambam, v'shar paiskem v'amachav v'macholam matirim afilu b'tzol. And since the rif and the rambam matu even b'tzol, therefore, b'tzol that becomes korosh, it could be mekel and a hefsed meruba. That's the opinion of the shach. Then Ibn Zubach, who says that it is an Issa Daraisa, so you can see the rest yourself inside. So now let's say the Ramah. We're holding by the Shach Lamed Gimel. Or HaKeba Lefa'omim Molchon Oysoi U'miyamshin Oysoi. They used to occasionally take the walls of the Keba, the skin of the Keba, salt it, and dry it out. The Nasa Ke'etz, it would be as dry as wood. And they'd fill up the skin of the keva with milk, and return it to cheese. Mutter, the ma'achar shenisyabesh, havike eitz ba'alma. It's mutter, since it's dry, it's like wood, ve'ein boi lachluchas basar. And it has no moisture of meat. So the Rambam is saying that if it's dry as wood, you can use it in making cheese. So the Shach and Sifkat Lama Gimel says, O HaKevel of Omim, V'hu Adin Shar B'nei Mayim, the same would be with any other part of the stomachs, K'shem Yavshin Oisei Achin Nasaka Eitz, if it's dry as wood, it's mutter. U'makom Okayim Nire De L'chatchila Ein Lasiskin. However, the Shach says that L'chatchila one should not do so, even though it's mutter by the Ebed, but L'chatchila one should not make cheese out of dried or HaKevel. However, the Piskechuva Ben Zub Kuveger, that's only if there's not 60. But if there is 60, against the or hakeba in the milk, then it's mutter even lechatchila. But Chacham Sofer says that one should not rely on this unless it's a hefse meruba, and you also put in the milk of the keva. So then it's a zevezek goyrim and it's shishim and a hefse meruba is mutter. And this Ramah hinges the machlekes by gelatin. There's a big machlekes by gelatin which is made out of dried bones of animals. If the treif bones are dried, whether they're mutter to eat. It's machlokes amongst the poskim, which we cannot go into right now, but the basic people who speak about this is the Achi Ezer, of Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael before World War II. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal also has a tshuva on this. Those who would like to learn more about this, I do not have it on me right now, can write to me and I'll send it to you. Now let's see Sif Yud Aleph. The makor of this Sif is a mission in Chulin that we saw before, the Andav Kuf Tez Zayin. Hamamid Bo'iva Shel Keva, someone who uses the walls of the Keva as a catalyst to make cheese. Im Yesh Bo B'nei Santam HaMezu Asura. If there's meat taste in the milk, it is Asur. So the Rashba asks, what's the Mishnah telling us? We know that always Isur and Heter, if it gives taste, it's Asur. If it doesn't give taste, it's Mutter. So the Rashba says, the Chiddush is that even though it's a Dabar HaMamid, and usually a Dabar HaMamid is not bottle, even in 1,000, since Basa B'cholov is totally in taste, because the Torah only asked it a Derech Bishol, so therefore, over here, if there's no taste, it's Mutter, even though it's HaMamid. That's by Basa B'cholov. But by Nevela, even if the meat of the Nevela does not give taste into the milk, it is Aser, even in 1,000. Let's see the Machaber. If someone makes cheese out of the walls of a keva of a kosher animal, yesh ba tam basar asura. If there's meat taste, it's asur. V'mlav muteres. But if there's no meat taste, it is mutter. Now this is all b'diyevid. But l'chatchila, even if it's not going to give taste, even if you want to put a piece of or hakeva into milk, and there's more than 60 in the milk against the or hakeva, lechatchila you can't do this, because of adin, ein mavatlim isur lechatchila. We are not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. So even though it will be batel lechatchila, one cannot do something to cause a bittel. Therefore, we're talking over here with the eved after it was already done, and the 60th mutter. So the shach says in Sifkot Lamedalad, let's see inside, yesh batam basar kolaymar kishein begvina shishim neged haor. If it's not 60, it's mutter. V'machaber azav lataime desvirulei lekamon reish simen tzarek ches. The samchinan at imas goi, lachen kosav stam im yesh boi tam basar. The mechaber writes that if this taste is it's aser, if there's no taste, it's mutter. Because we'll see in Siman Tzarek Ches that there's a machlokes between the mechaber and Ramo if we can rely on a goi to tell us if this taste. How would we know if this taste, since it's possibly basar b'cholav, a Jew cannot eat it? So what we could do is give it to a goi and ask him if he tastes meat in this cheese. So according to the Mechaber, we can rely on a goy if he tells us that there's no meat, mesiach lefi tumoy, in an indirect manner. So if we don't know if this tastes or not, we can ask a goy. That's according to the Mechaber. So the Shach says, Abba Nan Kaimalon, the Lisam Chinen Ha'idno Ati Imas Goy, that the Ramah holds that we do not rely on giving it to a goy to taste, Ukumashu Kosu Ramah Bahago, Shom, like the Ramah writes, in Siman Tzarek Ches, v'lekach la'oila m'sharinu b'shishim. Therefore, the Chazal said that we should always estimate by 60, and if it's 60, we can say that there's no taste. B'anehu, the Chazal b'hava b'hagol, that's where the Ramah wrote in our Sif, Mishnah de'ika shishim. It talks about 60. With Ramah holds that you need 60, and you cannot rely on a goy. So then the Machab says, of a mamed b'or kevas nevela, if you used the walls of a keva of a nevela, b'treifa, or treifa, b'hematameya, oiser b'kolshu. Then the mamid is oiser b'kolshu. The Ramah says, mishum, d'dover ha'oiser b'atzmai u'mamid afilo b'alaf le'batol. The reason is because it's a mamid, and we have a din that mamid is not batol even in 1,000. The Ramah continues, v'dakr sh'leihoye sh'am mamid achar rak ha'oiser. The only thing that's being mamid the cheese is the nevela. Avli im hoye sh'am Gamkein Mamid Heter, if there is another Mamid, something else is making the cheese, which is Mutter. Havi Zevet Ze Goyim U Mutter. You have two causes, and since the Isser is not the only cause in making the cheese, it would be Mutter. Im Iko Shishim Neged Ha'Asser. If there's 60 against the Isser, and we have something else which is also helping the cheese making process, so then we do not say that it's not Batal even in 1,000, and it will be Batal if there's 60. So let's see now the Taz, Sifkot Yud Gimel. Havi Zeve Zeh Goyrim. Zeh Lomad Mimashakosav HaMordechai Sof Perek Kol HaBosar. This is not that of the Mordechai. Vezeh L'Shoynei. V'Rabbeinu Boruch Hitir Mitam Acher. The case was that some intestines was found in the milk. And the intestines has a din of meat. So the intestines assers the Tzolol, the liquid keva, but not the Koresh, which is Perish Balma. So Rabbeinu Baruch says that it's mutter if the cholav keva was used. Mitam the mistama lohemid kol hacholav shebegdeva mikeva shekula asura, because he didn't use only the keva which is aser, the dahinu atzol, which is the liquid keva. Elamin akarish, he used also the congealed keva. The ein megilus sheyitnu keva bekedeva lahamid hacholav shelo yehei maat mikeva hakrusha. That when you make cheese, it's not usual that you should only put in the liquid and not also the congealed keva. The gam pa'omim yoisim in a korish, and sometimes you even use more of the korish than the tzolol. The havi lay zev is a gurim the mutter, and therefore it's zev is a gurim and it's mutter. Midi the havi gabi sa'or. The case over there which is brought in the shach is that there was yeast of chuma and yeast of chulin was put into a dough. So both yeasts are making the bread, are causing it to rise and to make the bread. So the case was that there was enough yeast in the truma itself to make the bread and in the chulin itself. So then there's a machlokes if it's asur or mutter. That's for a separate reason of nesin tam of gam, which is not the issue right now. But Rabbeinu Baruch infers that im ein beisur levag lahachmitz, that if there's not enough in the isur, meaning the orla, to make the bread, imloishi yisayeh wa heter, without the heter to help it, l'kuli alma mutter, according to everyone it's mutter. Abkal ha-shene, that's Rabbeinu Baruch. So it turns out, in the case of the yeast, that if there's not enough yeast in the iser alone to make the bread, then it's mutter. U'mizeh l'amad v'amokan, im yesh siyua min ha-heter mutter. So from there, the Ramah learns that if the heter is helping to make the bread, it's mutter. Even though it's possible that the Isser itself was able to make the bread, since the Heter is helping making the bread, it's Mutter. So the time of learning in the Mordechai, that since he says you put a little bit of Korosh, that even if there's enough Isser to make the cheese, it's still Mutter if there's something else along with it. So the Taz asks, "V'temeli the muach medivah abaya b'per kol atzlamim im sechs haber dezora dat memtes loy mikri zeb zegoyim elo im ein be'echad mehem levad kadei lachametz." That we see over there that it's only a zeb zegoyim if there's not enough in the iser to make the bread. But over there in the Gemara it says, "Se'or shalchulin v'shaltuma shenafal asecha isa loy bezek kadei lachametz v'loy bezek kadei lachametz." Then it's machlokes of Blazer and the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon holds Zeb as a Gurim as Mutter, and Blazer holds Zeb as a Gurim as Aser. And we're passing like the Rabbanon. But we see that neither one had enough to make the bread rise. But if there's enough in the Iser to make the bread, it doesn't help that you have Heter also causing the bread to rise. The ain't zeb bechlal zeb zegorim, and that's not included in zeb zegorim. Zeb zegorim is only where the issur is not alone is not enough. The chen kosav atosis lahedu perak basur davadzor to be a masul l'Rav Shimon, and this is also you can see in Tosfos and of some of Chesam and Beis davadzor. V'im kain lo yoyel kain cholav hakorush im lo yishu ba'ifin sheboru lanu sheloyhaya betzalul levad lahamid. The korush will only help if there was not enough tzalul to make the cheese. From the Lashon of the Ramah and the Mordechai, it sounds like that all we need is that the Korosh should help. And it does not make a difference if there's enough tzolah by itself to make the cheese. We have to say that it's a clear case that there was not enough iser tzolol to make the cheese, but if there is enough tzolol, means iser, to make the cheese, then you cannot rely on zev as a gerim. He says that if the iser is not enough to make the cheese, everyone holds its mutter. This is the machlokes of blazer rabbanon and daf memtes. The whole machlokes of zev as a gerim is where there's not enough iser to make the cheese, or to make the bread. And so, chlemedoli alma, kuli alma, you have to say when the Mordechai says, kuli alma, makav rabbonim v'rav shimon l'chud, v'leo v'lezer rabbonim. The Mordechai is going on the Gemara in daf samaches, which brings the machlekes if each one had enough to make the bread. So he says, both rav shimon and rabbonim will agree that if there's not enough, it's mutter. But the reason machlekes v'lezer rabbonim and daf memtes, if there's not enough in the issue to make the cheese, that's a machlokas of Blazer Rabbanon, and the mice will be passing like the Rabbanon. So coming out from the Taz, and this is also how the Shach comes out, that they learned the Mordechai, that the only time Zeb HaDagorim works is if there's not enough in the issue to make the cheese.